with roughly 5 people dying of an opioid overdose every day in Massachusetts, a local artist and doctor have set out to help people use art to express their grief. As part of that effort, they hope to hold workshops around the state to help people use art and audio recordings to share their feelings. The feelings can be profound, and the deaths are often stigmatized. WBUR's Deborah Becker visited an exhibit of artwork in Newton and filed this report.
About a dozen canvases line the walls of a room at the new art center in Newton, each 20 by 20 inch square memorializing someone who's died of an opioid overdose. Some of the squares are painted, some contain personal belongings of the person, most look like collages. The canvases are paired with audio recordings telling the story of the person symbolized by the art.
He came to us and said, "I have to tell you something. I'm addicted to heroin."
Robin Houston Bean of Braintree created a work in memory of her 20-year-old son, Nick.
The emotion that he showed at that moment and the vulnerability of not being in control and not being able to help himself was very hard to see.
Her blue-painted canvas has images of the pocket knives Nick used to collect, a clown hat he wore as a child, and a note Nick wrote to himself while in recovery saying, "Please be happy. The sun will rise." In the audio recording that accompanies her work, Houston Bean describes Nick as a brilliant soul who was derailed by drugs in college. Nick was drug-free for 7 months and seemed to be doing well.
It just, everything was clicking right. And he relapsed once and passed away. I love him and I miss him so much, but he knows that because I live every day trying to do something. And I do it in his memory, so everybody knows about Nick and knows about Nick's story and that it can happen to that boy next door.
Reducing the stigma of opioid overdoses and helping support the loved ones of those who have overdosed are the main objectives of this project, which was created by artist Nancy Marks and Dr. Annie Brewster. They say after they saw so many people isolate in shame after an overdose death of a loved one, they wanted to help. So they invited loved ones to free workshops where Marks helped with canvases while Brewster helped people tell stories about the person they wanted to memorialize.
Our main number one goal with this project is to really contextualize these people who've been lost to opioid overdose. So I think that having the story shared in different mediums is doing just that.
Mark starts each workshop asking the participants to say one word about what they're feeling as they prepare to create art to express their loss.
Oftentimes the words that come out are nervous, sad, devastated.
After the 4-hour workshop, they're also asked to sum up their feelings in one word.
The words are pretty amazing because oftentimes they're words like peaceful and cathartic and calm. And for Annie and I, we feel like that's all we need in that moment, to have somebody come in feeling so sad and then at the end of the time find a place of calm in them is a gift.
Marks and Brewster plan to hold workshops around the state, culminating with an exhibit at the State House. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.
The exhibit called The Intimacy of Memory, Reframing Loss and Overcoming Stigma in the Face of Opioid Overdose is on display at the New Art Center in Newton through December 3rd.